Hello everyone, Donna Devane here of DonnaDevane.com. I trust this is bringing you a message that will just really vibrate where you're at and help you to move forward and enjoy the next thing on your list of things to create. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about what are you doing with all that fear. And this message came about because I've been watching the healthcare reform, and there's just a lot of crazy fear going on with the healthcare bill. And now it's passed, and you know, people are really upset and in a great deal of fear. And then there's that portion who is just absolutely celebrating, woohoo, now we have healthcare for everyone. And it reminds me of a book I read by James Redfield back years ago, and I don't remember which one of his books it was, but he talked about during the time of the shaking, the awakening, that there would be two camps, the camp of love and the camp of fear, and that it would be very easy to discover who was in which camp by the energy with which they used to create their life experiences. And I was reminded of that book several days ago. And I noticed that even in the spiritual community, there's a lot of fear about what's going to happen 2012, what's going to happen about global warming, the glaciers are melting, all this doomsday scenario. Well, I want to ask you, are you aware that whatever energy you use to create with, that will always be the energy of your creation? Understand that you cannot create love, peace, joy, abundance using the energy of fear, lack, poverty, and frustration. You just can't do it. It does not work that way. The energy that you use, if you look at your emotional state, where you are, what you are feeling, combined with your words, that is like the building materials that you use to create physical form to interact with. So it makes sense to notice the areas in your life where you're experiencing fear. And fear is a normal emotion. Don't run from it. Don't try to deny it. Try to stuff it down and pretend that you're not experiencing that. Recognize fear. And to be quite honest, I think a lot of people are looking at the state of the economy and world affairs, and they do feel a little apprehensive. And that's, I guess, part of it. You know, we've created this situation together. The big question now is, what are we going to create next? What are we going to do with it? Because as I tell my youngest daughter, and I told my others as they were growing up, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. And if I have noticed an experience, a situation that is very uncomfortable to me, I that moment, that instant, I have a choice. Am I going to lend my energy to that to create more of that same energy, bringing about more of that physical reality, or am I going to recognize my higher self by the contrast of that situation, move over into alignment with my divinity, with my highest expression, and create from there? And that, I think, is what all of this chaos that we're seeing in the world today is all about. It is a reminder to each and every one of us that, number one, there is nothing that is created that we did not do. Also, there is nothing created that we cannot alter, we cannot change, we cannot transmute, transform. That situations that appear that are not comfortable to us, we go, whoa, I don't know what I was thinking when I created that. Those situations are perfect opportunities for us to look in the mirror, if you will, the reflection that situation is, and allow it to provide insight to remind us of who we really are. For example, if you've created for yourself a situation of financial lack, poverty, now, naturally, that's not fun. It's not comfortable. It's not woohoo. You don't get up every day and go, oh, I'm so grateful that I don't have money to pay all my bills. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody who enjoys that lack of poverty, that extreme of poverty, of rejoicing that they don't have food to eat today. But if you look at that situation, and first you take responsibility, I did this. My thoughts, my feelings, my action in line with those thoughts and feelings based upon who I believe myself to be, my vision, my view of the world, and my relationship to it. I did this based on all those things. I brought this about into physical form. Now, because this is so horribly uncomfortable to me, it is giving me the message that this is not who I am. And if this is not who I am, this poverty, this sickness, this disease, this anger, this fear, this is not who I am. Perhaps who I am can be realized by flipping this over to the other side. Because in reality, in big truth, big time, bigness of it all, who you are is I am love, peace, joy, prosperity, success, abundance, well-being. That's who you are. Now, you are so brilliantly powerful and creative that you can create yourself an experience of any conflict, contrast to your natural state that you can think about. You can pour emotion enough into to bring it forth. And you can even so believe in the illusion that you have created that you believe that it is true, but it is not nonetheless. So I think that all of this chaos that we're seeing around us right now, corporate greed, people in fear for their constitutional rights, just fear and controversy. What is this reminding us of? It's not telling us that that's who we are, because we know that's not who we are. What it is telling us is that we are the power. We are the ones who have brought this forth. We are the ones who can alter it, change it. And how do we do that? All outer change is brought about by inner change. Now, I know a lot of people love to go join Save the World group, fight poverty groups, fight war groups. Well, as long as you're fighting, all you're doing is throwing gasoline on an already out of control fire. Fighting and resisting from the outer illusion, trying to combat the physical illusional reality, will not change anything. All change, everything that is, even the stuff we don't like, all was created from the inside out. It did not begin outside and then us react to it and decide, okay, yeah, you know, it's not like a review of stuff shows up in front of us and we get to pick, yeah, this is what I want to pull into form. No, what is into form came about because we did that preview in our heads, in our imagination, in our emotions, and we stuck with that long enough that we pull the molecules into form and bam, there's the reality. So anything that is not to your liking, you must go back within, go back into your highest self, to your point of I am awareness, and play another preview. Run another scenario through your imagination, combine it with your emotions, and hold on to that until it presents itself into physical form. Just don't pay any attention or minimal attention. Don't get caught up emotionally in things that you don't want. Let them be the reminders of what it is that you do want, who it is that you really are. And by allowing all things that show up in your world that you do not enjoy interacting with, by allowing them to be your reminders of who you are, then you go back to your highest self, your I am state, and you imagine, and you apply emotion, and you appreciate, and you stay focused on that in a woohoo way, and before you know it, the outer has changed because the inner has changed. That is where change always, always, every change always comes from, is the within place. So today, happy changing, happy creating. Go within. Align with your I am, no beginning, no end self. And bring forth from there those things which you would really enjoy experiencing and interacting with. Because you're the one with the power. You're the one with the power to do it. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I love you. Love yourself well. And I do hope you'll visit my website at www.donnadevane.com. There are some great informations there. I am working to rearrange all my websites and put links to all of them there. And I'm working on a new store. So just lots of exciting things. Links to my radio show. Just ways for you to have a great deal of fun and enjoy playing with others as you continue to create. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.